Week 4. Personal Finance Focus. Stewardship starts with seeing clearly. 12 to 15 minutes. The tension we'd rather avoid. I want to be wise with money. I just don't want to look too closely at it. It's easier to ignore. Scripture for Day 1. Luke 14:28-30. Why facing the numbers feels scarier than ignoring them. I've walked thousands of individuals and couples through personal financial management. I've seen it all. Young couples getting married with six-figure debt. Students using financial aid refunds to buy 75-inch TVs for their dorm rooms. People working part-time jobs while driving brand new cars with premium payments. And I've never judged one of them. Because the truth is, we've all made financial mistakes. But one person stands out. Her name was Pearl. True story. Like many people, Pearl had no idea what her full financial picture actually looked like. She did not know her total student loan balance. She did not know what she was spending each month. She did not know where her money was quietly going. So we started with discovery. Track every dollar. Write it down. Face it. That step alone took courage. And that is when we found it. To her shock and mine, Pearl was spending $460 a month at Starbucks. Yes, you read that right. $460. That is not a coffee habit. That is a car payment. For context, Gen Z today averages around $57 a month on coffee. Pearl was outpacing her entire generation, and she had no idea, because she had never looked. Scripture names this dynamic honestly. Ecclesiastes says that money often promises satisfaction, but quietly fuels restlessness instead. Whoever loves money never has enough. Ecclesiastes 5:10. The issue was not Pearl's latte. It was that her money was shaping her without her knowing it. Jesus said it this way: where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:21. Which means money is never just math. It is formative. Pearl was not reckless, she was unaware. And avoidance did not protect her, it controlled her. Once the numbers were clear, something shifted. Not overnight, not magically, but steadily. Pearl learned stewardship. She tracked her money. She made a plan. She applied biblical wisdom to real life. And slowly, things changed. Today, she is debt-free. Not because she found a secret hack, but because she chose to see clearly. Truth that reframes money. Jesus once told a story about building a tower. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? Luke 14:28. That is not a budgeting seminar. That is wisdom. Jesus is not criticizing ambition. He is not condemning the builder. He is naming a reality we often avoid. Clarity comes before construction. Stewardship begins with awareness. Proverbs puts it plainly. Be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds. Proverbs 27:23. In an agrarian society, that was wealth language. Know what you have. Know what you owe. Know where you stand. Scripture never shames us for wanting stability. It acknowledges seasons, limits, and responsibility. But it consistently warns against drifting blindly. The prudent see danger and take refuge. Proverbs 22:3. Avoidance may feel safer in the moment, but it gives fear the steering wheel. Stewardship is not about God needing your money. Moses reminded Israel, "Remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth." Deuteronomy 8:18. David echoed the same truth. Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. 1 Chronicles 29:14. We do not own, we manage. Money is kind of like water. If it flows, it gives life. If it stagnates, it destroys. Jesus summarized it this way: whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. Luke 16:10. Before budgets, before generosity, before long-term plans, there is honesty. and honesty is not condemnation, it is the first step toward freedom. Questions to wrestle with this week. What emotions surface when I think about looking at my full financial picture? Where have I been avoiding clarity because I fear what I might find? How might honesty about my finances actually reduce anxiety instead of increase it? Simple prayer to carry this week. God, I want to be faithful, not fearful. Give me courage to see clearly and trust you with what I find. Meet me with grace as I take this first step. Amen. Scripture for the rest of the week, optional. Day 2, Proverbs 27:23-24. Day 3, Romans 13:8. Day 4, Matthew 6:19-21. Day 5, Proverbs 22:7. Day 6, Ecclesiastes 5:10-12. Day 7, 1 Timothy 6:6-10. Application for the week, 45 to 60 minutes. This week is not about fixing anything, it is about finding your total indebtedness. That means naming every place you owe money, even if the number feels uncomfortable. Take this step slowly and honestly. Step 1, student loans. Check federal student aid. Step 2, private loans and credit cards. Log in to the lender's website, aka the people who gave you the money. If you're unsure if you have other debt, pull a free credit report at Annual Credit Report. Step 3, friends and family. Identify any money that you have borrowed from others. When you are finished, add everything together. That number is not your identity. It is information. You do not need a plan yet. You just need to be honest. Clarity is the first act of stewardship.